Welcome to the Empowering Women Got a Minute podcast, sharing how women find empowerment each and every day. Join our host, Brianna Hinkle, as she chats with guests to see what drives them in their careers, hobbies, and family in just 20 minutes or less. So now take a minute with us and feel empowered. Sponsored by Finley Toyota in Prescott, Arizona. For all your Toyota and used car needs, visit FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Today we are talking courageous conversations with Lori Decker and Barbara Estes. Lori is a retired school nurse, and Barbara is a longtime Prescott psychologist in a private practice. Both are volunteers for Braver Angels, a nonprofit, grassroots, nonpartisan national organization promoting civil discourse. Hello, Lori and Barbara. I'd love to take a minute to chat with you both today about having courageous conversations.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So Lori, to start, the listeners know from your intro bio that you volunteer for an organization called Braver Angels. Can you tell us a little bit more about this organization?
Sure. It's a grassroots organization that's basically run by volunteers across the country. It was started right after the election in 2016, where one of the founders realized that the people in his neighborhood weren't speaking to each other anymore. And there was a lot of anger. And that was distressing to him. He called another friend who had experience in that area. And then a third friend, so there's actually three founders, all across the United States. They're mostly on the eastern side, but they're in three different states. And they ran. One of the founders said it was the scariest thing he had ever done. He's a therapist. He put eight Republicans and eight Democrats in a room for a weekend, basically. I mean, they took breaks for meals and music and things like that. And they explored their own inner polarization of their own feelings about the other. And they started talking about ways they could talk to each other so there wouldn't be so much fear and animosities. So.
Mm-hmm. And from that,
Barbara.
It was so powerful that they decided to keep going, the founders, and they established this organization. They continued doing these red-blue workshops, and they established this organization that's just really mushroomed, you know, in recent years, and doing lots of things all across the country.
That's amazing. That's so great. And so, since you two are local, that means there is a local chapter of Braver Angels. Is that correct?
There are alliances in Phoenix and Tucson. Mm-hmm. We don't have an alliance here, although we'd like to develop one at some point. But what we do have is the three of us, Lori, me, and our partner, teammate Carol Russell, offer these workshops.
Right.
Yeah.
We offer them now through OLLI, which is Osher Online, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and at Yavapai College. But, you know, we'd love to branch out. And this has been very successful, these programs in churches, especially, or Rotary. I'm a Rotarian. Rotary clubs, the Rotary International Organization has taken Braver Angels on as kind of a partner because, you know, like every organization where there's a lot of people, there's sometimes in these really charged times, you know, they need to kind of bring the temperature down. And so they'll have Braver Angels workshops sometimes at meetings. The Tucson Rotary Club does it quite a bit.
And what made you both want to get involved with this organization? I mean, I do see the appeal of having courageous conversations, but was it stemmed from a certain conversation, or did you just feel like this was an important thing here locally to get involved in?
Well, for me, as you know, I'm a retired psychologist, and I joined Braver Angels before I retired. After years of hearing people come to my office for professional services, talk about how painful it was, our political situation, how they to be not able to talk to friends or be cut off from family members or afraid of their neighbors. And in fact, this probably started, I mean, this kind of way that people were expressing what was going on for them probably started back in when Obama was president, and it continued when Trump was president. Depending on their political views, they would talk about how afraid they were of their government. And all of this was, very painful for them, and very just really disturbing for me. And so when I heard about Braver Angels in a way of maybe helping people find the middle ground, find what they have in common, try to understand one another, it just seemed like a great thing to do.
I love that. Yeah, I think that middle ground is so important and something that I think we all would like to get back to in one way or another, right? I think that's
I'm sorry to interrupt you. It doesn't, I want to be clear, it doesn't have to be a change in political viewpoint, how you feel about the issues, but just finding the common ground
Right.
to talk to one another.
I totally agree, and I think that common ground is very important. And then Lori, what advice do you have as we navigate another political season for having civil discourse and conversation? Is there like top three things to watch out for, or to, is there something that you could say to somebody listening today that they could be mindful of just kind of going into this season?
Well, the first thing I would say is if you can't take a Braver Angels workshop, because it teaches you the steps basically to do that. For me, the most important skill that you learn, again, building on this, we have so much common ground. We all love our spouses, we love our dogs, we love red cars. I mean, we have so much in common. There's very little really that's not in common. So we have so much to build on, but we have to learn to listen to one another and to listen beyond the words. And that's what Braver Angels teaches, that to develop a genuine curiosity in someone else. Abraham Lincoln said famously, I do not like that man. I must get to know him. And that's kind of the credo of Braver Angels, is getting to know the other, because then you don't have as much to be afraid of. You find that really your values are so similar. And I think when you have curiosity, you start to understand why people have different political viewpoints than you have, and you can listen to their experiences, and then what they're saying somehow starts to make more sense to you, or sense at all to you, that maybe you didn't have before. And you can develop a sense of respect for the other. And that's really the basis. It's mostly skill-based. It's not about changing anybody's mind about anything for anything. It's about learning to respect and know the other person that you might be fearful of, or even worse, maybe not like.
That's a good point. And it's interesting because on the Braver Angels website, it showed a statistic that 65% of Americans feel exhausted thinking about politics these days. I'm sure we all, or the majority of us, seeing that statistic, I can say personally, I'm like, well, yeah, I feel exhausted about it. And then kind of talking about Ollie, what are the offerings through Ollie for these workshops? And is it for all ages? Can all ages take these workshops? I mean, like teenagers on up. Maybe to give our listeners just a little bit more information about these Ollie workshops, can you tell us when they take place and who can be involved in that? sponsored by Pilera Health, guiding your way to wellness since 1966. The mission of Pilera Health is to provide accessible, compassionate, holistic healthcare that strengthens our community. For more information, call 928-445-5211.
That's a great question, and I'm really glad you asked. OLLI itself is really for older people. I don't know what the age cutoff is.
Yeah, there were young people in my last class, so yeah.
But
it's like 40s.
It's geared towards retirees, and it has been great to do workshops there. We're going to continue doing them, and look forward to doing them. And the staff there is just wonderful. And the particular workshops that we've done are ones called Depolarizing Within, where people look within themselves for how they've become polarized. Mm-hmm. That's sometimes difficult to do. Skills for Disagreeing Better, Family and Politics, we recently did Being Blue in a Red Environment, mm-hmm. and would like to do Being Red in a Blue Environment.
And Red Blue.
And we did the Red Blue workshop of bringing a small group of people from each party together for a full day. All of those could be done anywhere. They don't need to be done at OLLI. Mm-hmm. And we'd be happy to talk with any organization or group that thinks they might be interested in having something like that within their organization. What's also available, there are e-courses and workshops available online from the Bringer Angels website, if people are interested in going that route.
Oh, how interesting. Okay. So there's a lot of opportunity in order to be involved with Braver Angels, whether through their website. I'm sure in person is most effective because you actually get to have conversations and have those courageous conversations with individuals that live, especially in your community, which I think is huge and that big impact. And that you would work not just through OLLI, but OLLI is where you're at now, but you would do it for other organizations if they were asking. So that's wonderful because
Absolutely.
I'm sure, you know, different nonprofits or different schools or, so what an opportunity. And I had never heard of this until I was introduced to you both and started researching Braver Angels. And I thought, well, that's such a great concept that is much needed. Mm-hmm. Just because we can all have more courageous conversations regarding politics, religion, you know, anything that might open yourself up to, like you said, finding that common ground with somebody. And I think that's super important. If somebody wanted to get more involved with Braver Angels, how did you to get involved to teach these classes? Were you trained? Did you go to some training? Let me know.
We're both moderators. And
okay.
All three of us are moderators. And Barbara here is an ambassador as well. So she's done additional training and she's an organizer. Man, you
somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Braver Angels, we're both members and it's $12. You know, when I say I'm a member of Braver, it's $12 a year. But for that, I mean, I get all this online stuff, but they also train you to be a moderator or how to organize or how to.
Or other volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, to run the Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. And so they do a lot of online training and basically it's free if you're a $12 a year member. And they offer a ton of support in terms of advertising and literature or resources for these workshops. So you're not really out there, you know, on your own. And they have online moderator forums where moderators from all over the country get together and they talk about what's happening, what problems they're seeing, what successes they're seeing. So it's really being a part of a bigger, broader organization. And the wonderful part of it is Braver Angels has strived to be pretty equal red, blue. So it's not a partisan kind of organization. So you're talking to all kinds of people whose main goal, at least at that time, is just to really prevent a civil war, to get along and to learn about the other side. I mean, that's basically what we're in it for.
And Bree, if anybody wants to get in touch, if they're interested in communicating with us, they'd be welcome to do that. I can give you my email. And also, I want to point out that what we do is completely free.
Yeah.
You know, the workshops, all of that. There's a membership fee for Ollie, but our what we do in the community is free.
I love that. Okay, so that's a good takeaway too, is that you can get involved with this and you don't have to break the bank to try to get into these workshops or to learn about Braver
That's
Angel. So
yeah.
that's good, because that's, can be divisive too sometimes, if it's not
Sure.
cost effective. What would you each say, just for our listeners, is something for them to be a little mindful of going into this political season? Is it that they should maybe try listening more, or just respect? Is there like a key word that you use with Braver Angels to keep people sort of on the right track?
Well, to not to be redundant, for me, it's to try not to be reactive and try to listen past the words. I mean, that's what I tell myself is, what are they really telling me? And try not to react to the kind of the surfaceness, because I think we've learned to do that in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. So I believe, and I work on respecting people, everyone that I talk to. And try to listen carefully and understand their experience, because it's almost always very rational why they have come to their opinions. And once you hear that rationality, their experience, then you can, it's easier to respect and to appreciate someone's journey and their opinion.
One thing that I find real helpful is to remember that we're all more alike than we are different.
I like that. Yeah. I've heard that key word of, listen a lot throughout this podcast. And I think that those are good takeaways of just being mindful of listening and not being reactive, and remembering that we do have common ground, that most of us, like even living in this community, what do we
Yeah.
love about it? That we love that there's the outdoors, the climate. There's so much stuff that you can just kind of come back to. You know that you want your neighbors to do well and be healthy and to succeed. So I think these are really good, just tips that people today can listen to or think about while they're researching Ollie and how to take the workshops and get a little bit more involved.
Yeah, great.
So we actually have come to the end of our podcast. Like I said, it is short and sweet. But I'm going to go into some rapid fire questions that we ask all of our guests. And so, Barbara, what was your first job?
It was at a Burger King when I was barely 16, and I would come home smelling of French fries and feeling coated with oil. That lasted for 2 weeks, and then I moved on.
That's a yeah, a lot of people's first time jobs is fast food, sure. And then Lori, what is your favorite word?
I think in this moment, it changes all the time, I would imagine, would be humble, that I need to be humble.
Well, and then just to close out, if you could both take a moment, or one of you take a moment, and let the listeners know again how they can learn a little bit more about both Ollie and Braver Angels.
You get in touch with me. My full name is Barbara Swain Estes. My email is B Swain, SWAINESTES, at braverangels.org. And they'd be welcome to be in touch with me.
Perfect. Perfect. And we'll put that email address, clickable link, in the show notes too, so people can click right through it and get a hold of you. And then for Ollie, how do people register for classes for Ollie?
Well, you can search for Ollie. It's capital O, capital L, capital L I, at Yavapai College. And they have a very nice catalog. It switches every 6 or 8 weeks or so with, I don't know, close to 100
They
classes.
offer a lot. It's a great program. The catalog is online.
Right, catalogs online. And then all the directions for applying for, I think, sort of a membership where you can take six classes a session. And I think there's six sessions or so a year. I think it's like $165 and well worth it. The classes are everything from death cafes to
I
Nazi
think
warfare to, yeah, I mean, you name
needle
it.
to needlepoint.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything. I mean, years ago when I first moved to Prescott, I taught floral design. I mean, you can do it all there. It's a lot of fun. People really alert and alive and interested and engaged.
Yeah, great people
A
there.
lot of history classes. It's fabulous.
Oh, that's wonderful. Perfect. And I'll put that website in the notes as well so people can take a look at Ollie and see all of the offerings that they have.
Okay. Thank you, Bree.
Thank you both. Thank you so much for talking about Braver Angels and having courageous conversations. And thank you guys for everything that you're doing to kind of put that out there in the community as well.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you
Yeah.
so much.
Thank you. Sponsored by Northland Cares, HIV specialty care clinic, located in both Prescott and Cottonwood. For more information, visit northlandcares.org. Thank you for listening to Empowering Women, Got a Minute? We hope you tune in next week, and you can check out any of our episodes at PrescottWomanMagazine.com. Talk to you later.